crime, undoubtedly Jamaica's biggest social problem. But what would lead someone to adopt a life of crime? Is it poverty, greed, a bit of both, or is it something else entirely? On today's program, we bring you part one of a discussion with four former gangsters who are now reformed Men with a Message. Men with a Message is an initiative of the Citizen Security and Justice Program. First, we meet the participants.
Bernard Abel from Southside, Parade Garden.
Daniel Barnes, aka Jalaba, from Parade Garden, Southside.
Jeremy and Austin from McGregor Garden.
Lyndon Champagne from Olympic Garden, Toil.
Each man now shares why he took the decision to pursue a life of crime.
Really spark the light for getting involved in the crime and violence. You know, you see things, you get gravitated to things by friends and loved ones too. You know, in a sense, them would have said red eye because you see people with things and you don't want it.
Well, as I at the time want to be a defender for your family so that it push you to get involved with crime, because as for the inner city, it has structured in a dynamic way, like violence is the way, so that is one. Next thing, you will get involved in crime through a state of poverty, meaning you had to follow the gangbang them, because you are there in your yard as a little individual youth. You see a corner just the right out there, so the man them, Basland, mean they say them are eating this and that and what. In your household, your mother try, but I found my energy and out there like you said, Jano, I'm going that and nice and up and things can alright for me. You want that like a betterment.
Well, my experience is different, because when from around 13, 14, I leave Jamaica, go to Canada for live. Reach a Canada and see, my cousin them were there a long time before me, in the drugs game and I do them thing. Me, I go to school and kind of look slow and boring. I'm more like peer pressure.
Lyndon Champagne again, Olympic Garden Toil, yeah. My involvement in criminal activity stemmed from peer pressure as a result of my community. While growing up in Toil, you have to be strong. And I was the bigger one in my family as a boy child. And I have enough brothers, so me have to be the one where I stand up for my brother at them at all times. And having friends that involve in criminal activity, it is one of the things that draw me in that direction.
The men now share the realities of the life they lived.
When you go in right now, you see there is a different scenario. If you've not seen a person in the crime and violence, you would inherit less. The little one, they must just build up the crew now. They are the one who faced mostly tribulation. Still not a crew and now get maybe a proper funds and still look shabby as a gangster, you know? So yeah, that's how you find this gangster thing always a break. Can you find a next man, I spit the gang for you, I say, yo, them not shoot out the funds right, you be here, or them alone, or maybe the head alone. So you find even the said little man now, may I tell about well, this thing run through. Two, three of them well serious too. But then maybe draw one time and say, oh, want some other food there, with a different faith.
For me, I was heavily involved in such a way that I was held by the police and charged for a murder. Sentence to be hung by my neck. I spent 14 years of my life on death row, 24 years overall behind prison bar. And in the end, it doesn't work.
Here is where we leave you on part one of the discussion. Be sure to tune in next week when we'll explore the realities of money in the criminal underworld. Here's a preview of what is to come.
Young life overall, a whole heap of money now. In fact, you can benefit more to young life faster. Because for instance then, if you're in the drug game, and the drug game a flow, you look upon hundreds of thousands within a matter of weeks, months.
So join us again next week, same time, same station, as we continue the discussion. Special thanks to the Citizen Security and Justice Program's Men with a Message for their participation in the discussion.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.